Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We want to get through a bunch of little content that I didn't get a chance to finish so that we can at least get to that letter that I promised you that was written by a former Peace Corps volunteer. So the listen line number to dial in if you cannot listen to this entire show or stream it or hear it over your radio, then that listen line number is 605-562-4209. I hope, and I've noticed that we've had a real good spike on the visitors. We don't get paid a penny for the visitors, but just want to let you know that we have noticed that there has been a good spike on visiting the Reclaiming the Republic website so that people can see that video that was just produced. And I think you'll find it worthwhile to actually take, you know, the 5-6 minutes to watch. It's short, to the point, and it's basically a good overview, so you can send that out to whomever. And we will be getting that on YouTube, so you can just send a link to the YouTube video. I just wanted to get it out and available as soon as possible, so we have it on our website, reclaimingtherepublic.org, on the Take Action page. We hope to get into the marketing today, and we also hope to finish this Republic Review concept that we were talking about regarding the strategy, education, and how we were going to move forward in 2020. And the reason we want you to understand this is because we need you involved. We need you to be an integral part in getting this paradigm shift so that people start understanding that we have to start identifying, nurturing, and putting into place people who understand the Constitution and people who are willing to take a stand on that Constitution so that we do not see people getting into office and violating the Constitution. The Democrats don't care. They're out to violate the Constitution. And unfortunately, we do have Republicans in office, like McCain, that are just like Democrats. And then we also have Republicans in office that either they don't know better or they just believe that the ends justify the means, just like a progressive. So with that, let me just kind of get into the groveling, because I want to get through this real quick. We need your help. And there are ways to help. If you want to pick up some Red State coffee, that is a great way to help. We would love to have your opinion on what you think of the quality of Red State coffee. All you've got to do is call 425-270-5416. But first, you got to order it. So if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and you go right there on the homepage, down a little bit, you'll find the link to the Red State coffee that's out on eBay. Give it a try. And the reason we're asking you to give it a try and give us a call is because we know that this is, I've had local people tell me that the coffee that they've bought from this exact same company is just premium coffee. So we want our listeners to actually try the Red State brand, confirm and actually support this concept that you're getting a premium coffee for a good price and that you can actually support what we're doing with Republic Review on Red State Talk Radio. We've also got the GoFundMe. If you want to just throw that money into the GoFundMe campaign, then just go to reclaimingtherepublic.org as well, and you can find the link right there on the homepage. More importantly, if you have the passion and you want to get involved and you want to be a leader, let us know. Send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We would be happy to get you and actually help you get involved in becoming a leader in your county. and or your state. The positions that are important in the county are the county commissioners, because you are the lowest level sovereigns within our structure of our constitutional hybrid republic, or our hybrid constitutional republic. Anyway, what we want to do is we need to get people that are cognizant of the Constitution and willing to support it and not willing to violate it. We need to change our paradigm. It is not okay to take free money. There is no such thing as free money. What there is extortion. That what ends up happening is the federal government gives you what they'll tell you is free money. And what they're doing is they are they're leveraging and they're basically holding our future posterity hostage to this debt that they are throwing at their feet. So we need you to get involved. So please consider getting involved. Send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And what we want to do is see you run for one of those sovereign seats in the county or in the state. With that, I want to thank you for tuning in. And in doing so, please, please feel free to get more people to start tuning in. We've seen our growth. Our numbers are growing. And it just seems like there's more and more people that are starting to do more and more streaming, because not everybody can get every show everywhere. And so it just... it seems like the new cars that are coming out that actually facilitate data streaming and content streaming while you're just driving along is, it's like a great thing. But I was just having a conversation, and just real quick on an aside, I'm at a point where I do not want any tech other than a phone. I'm okay with doing a hands-free phone conversation while I'm driving, but I don't need any other distractions. I know it's one thing to just have the radio playing or listening to the news or something like that, but with all the other content, whether that be action, TV, and all the different content out available on the internet, I just don't see that that's a good thing. Maybe people would think, oh, well, that's a good thing if I have the car doing the driving for me. Please, please do not consider surrendering your liberties when it comes to your transportation, getting around, and so forth. I understand that there's a lot of nice things that come with that, but with liberty comes responsibility, and we have to be responsible for getting ourselves around unless we're willing to surrender to the automobile manufacturers, government, and so forth, to getting you to just let them do the driving for you. Well, with that, let me just kind of plow forward into what we were talking about yesterday. We were talking, as kind of giving you an overview of this concept of rodeos for Republic Review. We were talking about this advertising campaign that was going to start basically letting people know this coming fall, this coming winter, this coming spring, before the filings begin, we want people to get really smart on these rodeos. We want people to understand that we're coming to your state. We're going to have all of the legislators. Hopefully they'll all show up. If they don't show up, we will have pictures of them, or at least their names on a board. And we will let you know who is willing to show up and who is willing to sign the pledge for resignation if they fail to support the Constitution. This is really important. If you're going to vote for somebody, you want somebody that's actually going to take their responsibility seriously. And if they tell you, oh, well, I don't want to be pinned down by a pledge, then why is it that they're willing to step into an office that they're technically pinned down by an oath? They just know that the ramifications in signing a pledge is different than taking an oath in our society. And that's really unfortunate, because we should be able to go after people and actually have them removed from office for violating their oaths. But we've gotten into such a weasel state that weasels are, oh, well, yeah, I took that oath, but that didn't mean I could. and they try to wiggle their way out of denying and or violating the Constitution. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that we are hiring for our representatives people that have character, people that have integrity, people that are willing to take a hard stand. So we want to advertise this. This is how we get rid of rhinos. Rhinos are those who are actually, they're not leading anything. They are managing agendas for those who have paid for their position. So what we want to do is we want to actually start scheduling before the primaries exactly where these rodeos are going to occur in these few red states. And what we want to do is we want to actually film this as a documentary. As I said this before, we want to get this documentary out to as many hands as possible, because what we're doing in one state is applicable in every state. We're trying to create a model so that you can actually start duplicating what we're doing and the successes that we're having in Wyoming and these other states. We're going to get subject matter experts involved, and we want them to get involved in not only the rodeo itself, but helping people kind of understand the magnitude and importance of showing up for these rodeos and getting involved prior to the rodeos. So you start learning. So you, when you come to the rodeo, you already have a good idea as to what is going down. We're at a hard break. We will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
You see, we need to get every single candidate that is running for the state legislator position, whether that be the Senate or the House of Representatives within your state, we need to get every candidate there so that they will hear how you want them to sign a pledge. And if they don't, you won't vote for them. If you have a candidate for your legislative district and let's say you have five and not one of them is willing to sign the pledge,
then one of you need to stand up and say, I will sign that pledge. And you, I just ask that you write me in. And then there you go. You can be a write-in on the ballot. And there's a good likelihood that you might win. Because those who are willing to sign the pledge, we're going to have a PAC that will help by injecting money into a slate type of advertising as well as targeted advertising. We definitely need to go after the Rhino leadership in all these different states. And we know who they are. We know who these guys, gals are that are pulling these shenanigans in supporting progressive policies, progressive bills, and taking away your liberty, growing government, increasing spending, and taking away your liberties and pushing you towards a very taxation state. Wyoming is constantly facing these types of threats. They've been bringing up the concept of taxing income for a long time and so forth. Wyoming has had a long run in being the most or the least, they have the lowest tax liability on their citizens out of most all other states. But the current Republican leadership within their legislative bodies are trying to change that. So there's no doubt in my mind the people of Wyoming are very upset. They're very frustrated, and they are looking for a way out. But they don't have anybody leading. And here is the opportunity for you to get involved in your state, just like we've got people getting involved in Wyoming, in turning the direction of their politics back towards constitutional government, controlled government, defined and limited government. So we're going to have these meets and greets, and we want to act. So the whole point of these rodeos, and it's just a one-time shot that it'll be a month, if not 6 weeks before your primary, to give everybody a real good opportunity to understand the magnitude and importance. We don't want to do it too early after the signing. What we want to do is get everybody at least committed to showing up. We want to give every candidate a little bit of money. And those candidates that actually sign the pledge, we want to give them more support and more money. We want you to support them. The whole point is, and these pledges hold very actionable things that these candidates are pledging to do, and if they don't, they will resign. I'm tired of candidates, coming along, just riding the line and saying, yeah, I'm not doing anything bad. Well, you're not doing anything good either. And so that's why we want to have very specific actions, and we want to actually see people getting involved in supporting the Constitution. You know, these candidates don't recognize, and some of these legislators that have signed these pledges, they do not recognize what little time we have. They don't understand the little time that we, the precious time that we have left to take a stand against the federal government. They are getting ready to actually set aside our Constitution. And it's not necessarily them that is going to create the stage. I truly believe it is going to be the useful idiots that are going to be demanding, because they've already been doing this for the past couple of years. They've been out in the streets. Last year, they had the March for Life. All these kids from school and these useful idiots, because they've had their moments of fame, because their classmates have been murdered at the hands of a disturbed progressive, like the Parkland shooting. Well, those kids are, leveraging, and they are rising stars in the communist movement of America. If we do not start taking a stand and start working together, we're going to be in big trouble. It's that simple. So the whole point in having these rodeos is to actually create a level of energy to get the electorate, you, the voters, involved and actually excited about getting rid of rhinos. Our campaign is that we are going rhino hunting in your state, and we are out to make them extinct. We want people to be held accountable to the party, especially the party platform. We want to simplify that party platform and center it on the Constitution and on Republic Review and obtaining full compliance to the Constitution. The PAC is going to actually start running these ads. We're going to start promoting this concept of compliance to the Constitution and that we want candidates to get on board in signing these pledges. And we want to, and so there's these ads. We may run, you know, highway billboards or what have you. But one of the most effective things that we have, especially in some of these fragmented states, and when I say fragmented, I mean, if you look at Wyoming, if you look at the Dakotas, if you look at some of these small or flyover states where they don't have really large population centers, or even if they do have large population centers, they are so physically fragmented that they don't have the ability. So in other words, in Boston, you can air all the commercials that you want and actually hit not just Boston, but the other surrounding areas in other states, because Boston's such a big city and it is such a small state. Well, like Wyoming and the Dakotas, there's nobody that has a single broadcasting. It's not like they have a state broadcasting where you can go to one channel and everybody will get that content. I think if you look, I think that there are some places that get television from either Idaho, they get television from Montana, Utah, some are even getting television from Colorado, Cheyenne, and so forth. And so if you understand that there's just not the infrastructure to be able to hit, and so be able to hit one station and be able to run ads, then you'll understand that it's going to take either a lot of money or a lot of effort. And I believe that we don't have to actually run those types of ads. I think the types of ads that will be most successful will be those that are either billboards that are on key routes within the state, within the urban areas, or I should say the populated centers like Cheyenne, Casper, and so forth. But more importantly, the best way to get people to understand what the heck is going on is in direct communications. So what we want to do is we want to actually start sending postcards and mailers out to the good people in every single county, in every single legislative district, and so forth, so that they understand the magnitude and the importance of getting rid of these bad legislators, these bad people that are supposedly representing them, but they're actually representing the globalists and other agendas that are flying in the face of what you really want and what the state and the people really want. They want a limited government. They want a responsible government. They want a transparent government. They want the government to actually get full compliance and get in full compliance with their own constitution, along with getting the federal government into compliance with its constitution. There it is. Say it with me, folks. Compliance. What we need and what this is all about is getting compliance to the Constitution. Republic Review is that process. So we're going to teach people that we have to audit the Constitution and we actually have to hold the federal government accountable into complying to this Constitution. And so hopefully we'll start these ads and direct communication by December, by the end of the year, by early next year, if not sooner. But one of the things that we need you to do is we need you to actually consider becoming a leader in your county and or your state legislator or legislative body. If you're willing to do this, you have a great opportunity to actually, you know, lead and actually, campaign and take a stand on the Constitution and holding yourself up as a true public servant, willing to do what's necessary to obtaining compliance. I am telling you, there is no legislation that is more important. Most people will come along, oh, well, we've got to stop this. We've got to. No. Why do we even need to be entertaining any type of bills that are going to take away your liberties, such as your Second Amendment rights, any bills that are going to be adding taxes to you? Those all should be scuttled. And if we're focusing on compliance, they're not writing any bills. They're not doing any harm to you. If you understand, if they're actually focusing on fixing the problem, they're not creating more problems for you. So with that, we're at a hard break. So as soon as we have these promos fired through, we will be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so I hope, I'm just praying that you are a little motivated in being able to step up and actually help be a part of the solution. We have enough bystanders. We have enough people, what I call the uh-oh squad. Those are the people that kind of, you know, there's a kid that falls on a bike and has an accident, gets hurt or what have you, and everybody comes around and stand. It's not like they're contributing to anything. It's just like the people on the freeway with the rubbernecks, looking, slowing down, contributing to the problem instead of actually being a part of the solution. We need you to be a part of the solution. Now, one of the things that I really wanted to get into because I want to emphasize how important it is that we get folks that are in these other countries. Now, I've talked about other countries becoming a part of the United States. Well, we have to do a paradigm shift. We have to understand the people in these other countries change their culture to understand that they have to abide by laws, that corruption cannot be the prevalent culture as they become a state. So there needs to be a way of ensuring that these people understand that they, you know, they're not committing, you know, fraud and or corruption and or extortion and so forth. And so this is a pretty insightful letter. And this really helps, I think, set the tone as to the challenges we have in helping get the world back on track with individual liberty, because they are steeped in corruption. Now, this is written by Karen McQuillan, and this is what she learned in the Peace Corps in Africa and how Trump is right. And so I'm going to just quote and I'm going to just read this letter to you so that you understand the, you know, the setting and the culture in some of these countries. Now, she only went to, I think, Africa, but I believe you'll find that these similar paradigms exist in most all other nations. And so she starts off saying, 3 weeks after college, I flew to Senegal, West Africa, to run a community center in a rural town. Life was placid, with no danger except to your health. The danger was considerable because it was, in the words of the Peace Corps, a fecalized environment. In plain English, feces is everywhere. People defecate on the open ground and the feces is blown with the dust onto you, your clothes, your food, the water. He warned us the first day of training, do not even touch water. Human feces carries parasites that bore through your skin and cause organ failure. Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined that a few decades later, liberals would be pushing the lie that Western civilization is no better than a third world country, or would teach two generations of our kids that loving your own culture and wanting to preserve it is racism. Last time I was in Paris, I saw a beautiful African woman in a Grand Bobo have her child defecate on the sidewalk next to the Notre Dame Cathedral. The French police officer, 10 steps from her, turned his head not to see. I have seen, I am not turning my head and pretending unpleasant things are not true. And my friends, I want you to understand that it's not just foreigners defecating in American streets today. It is the kids coming out of and those who have participated in the national indoctrination here in America. That is why we are being exposed to, you know, these diseases that have been eradicated, typhoid and so forth. Anyway, she goes on and says, Senegal was not a hellhole. Very poor people can lead happy, meaningful lives in their own culture, in their own culture's terms. But they are not our terms. The excrement is the least of it. Our basic ideas of human relations, right, wrong, are incompatible. As a 21-year-old starting out in the Peace Corps, I love Senegal. In fact, I was euphoric. I quickly made friends and had an adopted family. I relished the feeling of the brotherhood of man. People were open, willing to share their lives, and after they knew you, their innermost thoughts. The longer I lived there, the more I understood it became blindingly obvious that the Senegalese are not the same as us. Us Americans. The truths we hold to be self-evident are not evident in the Senegalese. How could that be? The reality is totally different. You can't understand anything in Senegal using American terms. Take something as basic as family. Family was a few hundred people extended out to second and third cousins. All the men in one generation were called father. Senegalese are Muslims with up to four wives. Girls had their clitorises cut off at puberty. I witnessed this at what I thought was going to be a nice coming-of-age ceremony, like a bar mitzvah or a confirmation. Sex, I was told, did not include kissing. Love and friendship in marriage where Western ideas, fidelity was not a thing. Married women would have sex for a few cents to have cash for the market. What I did witness every day was that women were worked half to death. Wives raised the food and fed their own children, did the heavy labor of walking miles to gather wood for their fire, drew water from the wells or public faucets, pounded grain with heavy handheld pistols, lived in their own huts, and had conjugal visits from their husbands on a rotating basis with their co-wives. Their husbands lazed in the shades of the trees. Yemeli was crucial to people there in a way Americans cannot comprehend. The Ten Commandments were not disobeyed, they were unknown. The value system was the exact opposite. You were supposed to steal everything you can to give to your own relatives. There are some westernized Africans who try to rebel against the system. They fail. We hear a lot about the kleptocratic elites of Africa. The kleptocracy extends through the whole society. My town had a medical clinic donated by international agencies. The medicine was stolen by the medical workers and sold to the local store. If you were sick, you didn't have money, drop dead. That was normal. Here in the States, when we discovered that my 98-year-old father's Muslim health aide from Nigeria had stolen his clothes and wasn't bathing him, I wasn't surprised. It was familiar. In Senegal, corruption ruled from top to bottom. Go to the post office and the clerk would name an outrageous price for a stamp. After paying the bribe, you still didn't know if it would be mailed or thrown out. That was normal. One of my most vivid memories was from the clinic. One day, as the wait grew hotter in the 110-degree heat, an old woman, 2 feet from the medical aides who were chatting in the shade of a mango tree, instead of working, collapsed to the ground. They turned their heads so as not to see her and kept talking. Very similar to what just happened or what she witnessed in Paris when the police officer turned his head. She lay there in the dirt. Callousness to the sickness was normal. Americans think it is a universal instinct to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It is not. It seems to us because we live in a Bible-based Judeo-Christian culture. We think the Protestant work ethic is universal. It's not. My town was full of young men doing nothing. They were waiting for a government job. There was no private enterprise. Private business was not illegal, just impossible, given the nightmare of a third world bureaucratic kleptocracy. It is also incompatible with the Senegalese instance on taking care of relatives. All the little stores in Senegal were owned by Moroccans. If a Senegalese wanted to run a little store, he'd have to go to another country. The reason? Your friends and relatives would ask you for stuff for free, and you would have to say yes. End your business. You are not allowed to be a selfish individual and say no to relatives. The result? Everyone has nothing. The more I worked there and visited government officials doing absolutely nothing, the more I realized that no one in Senegal had the idea that a job means work. A job is something given to you by a relative. It provides the place where you steal everything to give back to your family. I couldn't wait to get home. So why would I want to bring Africa here? Non-Westerners do not magically become American by arriving on our shore with a visa. For the rest of my life, I enjoyed the greatest gift of the Peace Corps. I love and treasure America more than ever. I take seriously my responsibility to defend our culture and our country and pass on the American heritage to the next generation. Now, we've got a hard break, so this there's not much left. So I'll finish this on the other side of the break, and I'll speak to what the challenges are we have in bringing other countries into our republic. And so we will be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Now, I'm here to tell you that Senegal is not one of those countries that I believe is moving and migrating towards a desire to become a part of the United States. I believe that the people need to go through some paradigm changes. But I will say that there are probably countries out there like those who live in Chile, those who live in Estonia, those who live in places that are already high on the Liberty Index. But the fact of the matter is that there are paradigm shifts, and we'll get into what needs to happen once we've kind of finished the last part of this. So she goes on and says, African problems are made worse by our aid efforts. And that's true, because all we're doing is enabling bad behavior. Senegal is full of smart, capable people. They will eventually solve their own country's problems. They will do it on their own terms, not ours. The solution is not to bring Africans here. We are lectured by Democrats that we must privilege third world immigration by the 100 million with chain migration. They tell us we must end America as white, Western Judeo-Christian capitalist nation to prove we are not racist. I don't need to prove anything. Leftists want open borders because they resent whites' recent Western achievements and hate America. They want to destroy America as we know it. As President Trump asked, why would we do that? We have the right to choose what kind of country we live in. I was happy to donate a year of my life as a young woman to help the poor Senegalese. I am not willing to donate my country, and we shouldn't. We should not allow people to just come here. And as a matter of fact, countries that have a desire to come here, or I should say people in countries that have a desire to come here, they have to earn that privilege. It's just like for you to be able to go to Harvard, or for you to be able to go to and partake in a society or a professional, like a bar or what have you, there are and there should be areas, whether they be elitist clubs, aristocracy clubs. I get that. But we should have a society that allows those types of things to have standards. Society must have standards. Society must have discipline. And so when a country comes along and says, we would like to become a state in the United States, then okay, what they have to do is they have to kind of prove that, and they have to start taking the measures necessary first off. And we can identify what those things are. And it's not that difficult that they have to be practicing free markets, that, you know, free market business and so forth, that people have to be working, that people have to adopt. And so here's where we get into cultures. Do we want to actually start dictating that you can't have multiple wives? Do we want the federal government to dictate that, or do we want the federal government to dictate that every man and woman, you know, needs to be able to provide some level of support? We cannot allow Mohammedans to actually practice that type of faith here in the concept that they will have representation in their government. And what I mean by this is that we have a constitutional republic that actually guarantees that anybody can have their own faith, conscience, and so forth. However, when they are willing to actually pass laws like Sharia law and so forth that absolutely restrict and take away and steal liberty from others, then we cannot allow that, because that is not representative of our Constitution. The supreme law of the land guarantees that every person is afforded individual liberty and individual sovereignty. We are not going to go down a path. We cannot allow ourselves to go down a path to subjugate ourselves to the ideologies of a faith that is contrary to the doctrines and principles of individual liberty. So those kinds of countries would be, you know, least likely to even be considered as an appropriate country for becoming a member of the United States, because fundamentally they are in a form of government that is contrary to our constitutional republic. They actually have to make a lot of changes and put away their theocracy, put away their paradigms, and they have to embrace individual liberty and individual sovereignty. That's why I say, if you look at probably Estonia, Chile, and some other places, they're on the path of being there. They're on the path of getting into that paradigm of supporting those fundamental things that we embrace as lovers of individual liberty and individual sovereignty. These are our founding principles, my friends, and we have to start nurturing these principles in other nations. We can no longer just be playing around in what most people call, you know, creating puppet governments and so forth. Governments have to be self-sustaining. Governments absolutely have to be centered and planted in the bedrock of the same types of principles that built this nation. And there's ways we can help these countries getting there. There's no reason why. Again, this doesn't come down to the concept that America is the only bastion and nobody else can come here. I believe that the divine hand of providence that injected our Constitution into humanity, it was the intent, this is what I want to say, the intent of what the divine hand of providence had done was not to restrict people from enjoying liberty, but to help people change their core principles to start embracing it so that they too can enjoy the true fundamental tenets of individual liberty and individual sovereignty and become a part of this republic. Now, again, like I said, there's some of these countries have a long road to hoe, but I will tell you this, that I believe Britain could easily become a part of the United States. Why am I saying that? If you haven't heard, Boris asked the Queen to suspend Parliament, and she did. And so I understand that what they're doing in dealing with Brexit is a good thing there in Britain, but the British people should realize that their sovereigns, the people who they've delegated their sovereignty to, is still subject to the Queen or the monarch and the monarch's rule. They have a commonwealth. Now, if Britain actually became a part of America as a state, then what would happen to all of its commonwealths like Canada and so forth and so on? So I'm here to tell you that if you start looking at countries that I believe are far more aligned, Britain should be able to become a state in the United States probably within a 20-year process in changing some of their paradigms and in change maybe a 30-year process. But it is not an overnight thing where a country can instantly and then everybody that's within that country becomes a part of America. We have to actually ensure, we have to do the due diligence in making sure that these countries are doing the necessary things in adapting their culture to a new paradigm, to the American culture and the American principles. Now, I got about 2 minutes left, so I did not get a chance to really get into marketing. But what I have done is I have actually cleaned the slate of being able to cover these things that I've covered over the past couple of weeks. What I wanted to do was provide some supporting evidence that I understand that not every country is in the exact same position in becoming a state in the United States. They may be 50 years away. They may be 100 years away. I do recognize the fact that it took Moses 40 years to change the culture of Israel to get them worthy to be able to go into the promised land. Well, we have very similar circumstances, but we have a responsibility in helping those countries that want to actually embrace individual liberty and individual sovereignty and putting aside their theocracies and putting aside those doctrines that that theocracy teaches. Whether we like it or not, we cannot believe that we can allow any type of religion to be practiced. There was a reason why Islam was banned in America for over 100 years. There was a reason why all other types of religions other than Judeo-Christian religions were literally banned for hundreds of years or over 100 years in America. Because they were not religions that embraced individual liberty and individual sovereignty. And we knew that allowing those religions and giving them the umbrella of this protection of religious liberty and so forth would be problematic, because it would be like allowing the enemy to come within your ranks so that they could actually start subverting and engaging in warfare. And we already see this. We see this happening in Dearborn, Michigan. We see this happening in enough places in America to say, why do we want to continue this? We need to start making some major changes so that we're centered once again on individual liberty and individual sovereignty. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless, and we'll be back with marketing tomorrow. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review, so please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.